some of the things that he has invented, telephone repeater, rotating magnetic field principle, alternating current systems, induction motors, alternating current power transmissions. He invented the Tesla coil transformer, wireless communications he's been involved in, the radio, fluorescent lights, and like I said, about 700 other. He was, no question about it, a genius, and he was born in 1856. Now, some of the things that he has created have had a bearing on some of the work that you have done, including this book, Atlantis to Tesla. And tell me why. Why Nikola Tesla?
Well, the entire situation here has to do with the fact that our solar system is electrically powered ultimately by the sun, but that translates into what I call local environmental batteries, and these I define in the new book. They're introduced in the first book, Planet X, Comets, and Earth Changes, and the situation is there are dozens of these around planet Earth and all of the planets. And what Tesla learned how to do was to tap into a couple of these local environmental batteries, one of them being the battery between the ground that we stand on, the Earth, and the ionosphere, which contains tremendous, tremendous amounts of stored energy. So that leads back into something that has not been understood fully up till, I guess, my work here with the electrical nature of the solar system. And that's what's allowed me to take a look back into history, into Atlantis, and see what they were really doing back then. And now it's becoming very clear. And I, of course, after reading the book, you can see the train of thought that had to go into rediscovering all of this science.
There's an old organization that believes that Mr. Tesla might have come from another planet. Maybe his soul did. What do you think?
Well, I tell you, once you see, as a physicist, once you see the train of thought that goes into discovering, once those key elements are realized, and in science, just a second, excuse me.
Sure.
In science, once you realize these key elements, then it's like crawling over the top of a mountain and seeing this vast plain before you. All of it is, it's just downhill from there.
You know, the book The Day After Roswell by Bill Burns and Philip Corso. Corso, at the time, prior to his death, said that Tesla had a death ray technology very similar to a device that might have been found aboard a crashed disk at Roswell. So maybe he did have some kind of extraterrestrial knowledge. Who knows, huh, James?
Well, it certainly is, and that is the kind of thing you would use. And there again, we go back into Atlantis and the ancient sciences. And you realize that there were certain elements that Tesla had as he was developing that were not there before. And one of them was the use of glass. Amazing, amazing material that we need in electronics to make a lot of the things that Tesla made. Without glass, without wire, without those basic properties of those materials and the ability to form them into vacuum tubes and, for example, deposit a thin layer of metal on a inside of a vacuum tube, these are the things that developed into our modern diodes and triodes and radio components, which now, of course, are transistorized. And I might date myself a little bit here by saying that I, you know, certainly learned all about tubes when I was gaining my physics education. But once you realize the essentials there, then it's all downhill from there. All of these inventions come just falling out, literally, and that's what Tesla was doing.
Okay, now your book, of course, called Atlantis to Tesla. So there's obviously some relationship here between that lost continent and some of the work of Tesla. What's the tie-in there, James?
Well, the situation is Tesla, his father was a monk in Eastern Europe, and he worked, he had access to the Vatican records. And Tesla himself stated that it was through these records that he got his first exposure to the ancient technologies. So the real connection is that, for example, I believe that the burning of the library at Alexandria, there was a fire, but they didn't burn all the books. The good ones went to the Vatican.
Mm.
The ancient records that came down from ancient history, basically, many of them have survived and are intact, but including a much stronger version of the Old Testament, which is the Colbran Bible is one of them.
Which has been suppressed, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and that is one of the groups that they've maintained the Old Testament in its original form. And what you realize from those old writings is, first of all, the devastation, the downfall of Atlantis and these other cultures that we know happened, the Great Flood, etc., were caused by large comets that came by Earth.
And just blasted into the ocean or even blasted into the land?
Well, no, they came by. It was action at a distance.
Right? Okay, so they didn't even hit the planet.
They didn't even hit the planet. They came by, and this is the cause of mountain building, and associated with that were tremendous electrical discharges. And they saw these both between the comets and other planets, for example, Mars. Every culture that hands down a legend to us talks about a comet attacking Mars, basically, and alleviating Mars of its oceans and atmosphere.